This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it
so much. What do you love? What's going on over there?
All the texters have now run to the internet to look up the Sarah and Vinny lawsuit.
Yeah, it's right there for you.
And
we found it too.
There's multiple texts coming through saying, Vincent Crackhorn. Crackhorn? I've been listening since 99. Explain yourself, Hassan. Here's the story. Way back when we started in 97, at some point that first year, was it the Chronicle? It would have been the Cron. They did a little write-up on us, and the guy was asking for my last name, and I said, you don't need that.
Right.
It's my name's Vinny. Vinny. That's what I go by. And they pressed me, so I gave them a joke last name that has been with, well, that certainly followed me for a while there.
Well, as soon as you said Vinny Crackhorn, I went, oh, okay.
Right. So that is the name that's in the lawsuit. That is a joke.
Yeah.
It's not even a joke. It's not even funny.
You think your mom she kind of nicknamed you that, like, I'm going to take off on the Jimmy Crackhorn song or something, like Vinny Crackhorn?
No, she didn't do that. That was just a made-up joke that I fed a writer at the Chronicle.
You didn't even know how to spell it. Remember, was it crack corn or crack horn or
horn is in this writing,
crack
apparently.
Horn.
Crack horn. Either way, my last name's Hassan.
Crack horn is so funny. But like, when you really think about that,
how dumb it is. Yes, it was just a dumb thing I said to a writer because I didn't want to give him my last name.
Right. And it stuck with you all these years, Vinny Crack.
Well, stuck with that lawsuit, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny. It's it's a good memory jog too.
Well, you started reading some of that to me, and I'm like, I don't want to hear anymore.
I'm like, oh my God, it's so funny.
Hey,
like,
speaking of, yes, you should thank me.
For what?
I brought some soap to the men's room here a couple times now.
Yeah.
Two bottles, and the boys around here are blowing through it. You know why? Because we never have soap available to us. And now, at least you can feel comfortable that the doorknobs haven't been touched by wiener hands. Soap in the men's room.
Yeah,
thanks to me.
So you know, mm-hmm. when I take 3 towels and I dry my hands, and then I use those towels to open every door between here and the bathroom. I don't touch it. This is the only spots I touch. And I'm not even a germaphobe then. It's crazy. But I got a nice clean hand, and I want to keep it that way.
We're plowing through the second bottle, though. I got to bring a new one tomorrow.
Oh, that was you. I was wondering. I was like, wow, I thought that ran out last time.
It did, and I brought new one, and now we're getting through the second bottle.
Amazing, Vinny.
It's only $5. It's worth it.
Are they really not stocking?
Nothing comes out.
It just pops out dust.
Nothing.
Yeah. The girls do the same thing. People are bringing it in here and there, and so I'm using that. I don't even test it because it's just so like, and just won't give me anything. you know, like a dead thing that just, it's like its last gasps. Okay, hi.
Well, thank goodness everything else around here works. The soap thing.
Right, sure.
The only thing in the building.
The only thing not working here in the building. Wow. The engineers are so bored, maybe we can get them to fix the thing. It's another Alice escape, you guys. An escape. I actually like the whole concept of an Alice escape. Like, we're going to help you get out of here. We are sending you to see Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas. Here's how. It's really simple, but you've got to have the Odyssey app. And to get the Odyssey app, you need to know how to spell the Odyssey app. It's A-U, like audio. A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. It's free. It's a quick download. You log into that and you listen for a minimum of 60 minutes in any given day this week. You got to get to 60 minutes. It doesn't have to be all at once, but throughout the day, you've got to hit the 60-minute mark, and that is your daily entry. You don't have to do anything else. Just be logged on the Odyssey app and listen for 60 minutes, and then you've got a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see Justin Timberlake at T-Mobile Arena May 10th and May 11th. Two nights of Justin Timberlake, JT at T-Mobile. Ow. I want to fuck your body. Yeah.
I can't stop dancing. Turn it off.
I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying this. I'm rocking.
408 says, funny, you didn't want your last name known, and 27 years later, you're posting pictures of your family. It wasn't that I didn't want my name known. It was that I told this cat, you don't need that. You don't need it.
Right.
We are Sarah and Vinny from Alice at 97.3. That's all you need to know. No, for the story, I got to have your last name. So I just gave him a... Like, it was just my way of saying, dude, get off me. You don't need that. But yeah.
Good thing you didn't go poo-poo head or something. Yeah. Well, you know, that would have been poo-poo head. Oh, God. I don't know. Vinny poo-poo head, and I don't care.
In the halls of SCU, there's my name echoing Vinny poo-poo head. It just doesn't, and neither does Crackhorn, actually. But
I mean, whatever. I'll say Crackhorn over poo-poo head, though.
You're right.
Just sounds like babyish. Okay, anyway, back to this Alice escape. Justin Timberlake, two shows, May 10th and 11th, three-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. You can get the details on this. Maybe it's confusing. Maybe you don't have the Odyssey app yet, so you don't know how the whole thing works.
Odyssey.
All the details are at RadioAlice.com. Odyssey. Just another reason to get the Odyssey app. We just had a lady talking today. She's like, oh, I'm out here in Sacramento. You're booming in on the Odyssey app. And then yesterday it was a lady in either Taiwan, Thailand, or Taipei. One of those.
She was in Taiwan. Yeah. That was my bad. Me and my first letter problem.
It's not a problem. It actually leads us to the answer a lot of times, I've noticed.
There was a problem the other day when I called my neighbor Justin, and he went, I'm Jared. Trust
I
me.
Got the first letter right.
That's not good enough. No.
Jared.
Now I'll never forget. Right.
So every morning I look through social media and see what everyone's posted on the internet, you know, on Instagram for just like celebrities and stuff. You know, is there anything salacious? Did anyone have their boobs out? Like, I was looking at this Donna DeRico post from the other day. I think she's a little younger than me. She's like maybe 55 or 56.
Uh-huh.
But Donna DeRico she's a super hot chick.
Yeah.
And
she was married to Nikki Sixx.
She was. And she was always beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she has really hung on to that. And now she's OnlyFansing it. And it's impressive. And so she puts ads for her OnlyFans onto... Anyway, this is a total aside just because I was thinking about the most exciting thing. I was like, holy crap, she looks amazing. Like, she's in this sort of negligee that's see-through. And it's like, wow, she looks amazing. And I'm sure it's all... Oh, there. I think this is the thing...
Oh, she's a brunette here.
This is the thing she did for PETA. Donna DeRico. This is a wear your own skin, wear vegan. So she's jumping naked and there's little things. And she looks amazing. Although it also looks airbrushed. If you're looking at her Instagram, though, Brittany, there is another picture of her. She's like leaning up against a wall and she's in a very filmy, it's wicked hot. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. That's not even the story. Here's the story. I come across this thing that Selena Gomez has posted up. And as you know, she's the most followed person on Instagram or something like that. So thousands of zillions of...
She's on my favorite show.
Which is Only Murders in the Building.
Mm-hmm.
So she put up, I don't know if they've finished filming season four or what their progress is, but there's the three of them. It's Selena Gomez, who plays Mabel on the show, and then Martin Short and Steve Martin. Can't think of Martin Short's name on the show, but I think Brazos. I can't think of it. I can't think of it. They're, to me, they'll always be Martin Short. And,
Charles and, is Charles. Steve Martin.
Yes.
I can't think of Martin Short. I haven't watched because I stopped watching episodes. I took a break because I'm getting through it too fast. Mm. So I haven't watched it in like 4 days.
Still, though, I mean, I've watched three seasons of it, and as far as I'm concerned, it's Martin Short and Steve Martin. So anyway.
Oliver.
Charles and Oliver.
And Mabel.
And Mabel, yes. So Selena Gomez plays Mabel. So there's a, she's put up a just a simple black and white photo, and they are on what looked like they're on a parquet floor. So it looks like one of the sets in this building they call the Arconia. So it's supposed to be some storied New York apartment building.
I love it.
And they are sitting on what looks like a couch cushion.
On the floor.
Yeah, there's radiators. It's an old-timey looking thing, but they're leaning back against some pillows and stuff. And they're all, they're clearly resting. This doesn't even look posed. It looks like, Steve Martin has like a book or maybe a script open in his lap. And they all seem to be kind of relaxing and someone has taken this picture of him. And it's really cute. So she writes, I want to thank Steve Martin, really. That's his Instagram handle.
Cute.
And Marty, who hates social media, for truly being the most kind, gentle, warm, and powerful influences of my life. You like it?
You are capturing her perfectly.
You like my Selena Gomez?
Yes, absolutely.
You've shown me a level of class, intellect, and humor that doesn't seem to be easy to find anymore. You guys are truly best friends to me forever. Hashtag the bear, inside joke. People love an inside joke. Now everyone's going to be like, what? What about the bear? Heard, chef.
Well, I don't know.
There's another show you got to watch.
I will say that she is part of a great team putting out a great show. And the truth is, she's not bad. It's just that.
She's not good.
It's just that.
Well, it is, though.
When you hear that someone is the most followed lady on the internet, and you've never heard or seen them in real life, and then you see the show, and it's that, you go, huh? Mm. I don't get it. Why all the follows? I mean, she's cute, she's pretty, but is that why?
I don't know. Maybe she was just on there from the very beginning, and she was dating Justin Bieber, and she's just adorable, and she was a Disney kid, and the kids grew up with her, or a Barney kid, whatever she was, and she was on the Wizards of Waverly. Like, I can kind of see it. I don't really understand.
The most followed lady?
I know. Let me look. Hold on.
Woman? Sorry. Here.
429 million followers.
Tell me why.
Tell me why. Hold on, I'm going to look up her net worth, so think about this. So you can make a
right,
guess.
I got a guess, all right.
Net worth. Oh, boy.
She really is just fine on the show. I'm just trying to state that I just don't get the following.
You know, I almost wish I had put in a guess first before I looked it up, because I never would have guessed this.
It's less than you think.
I'm not going to say anything about it. Brinny, how much do you think Selena Gomez is worth?
200 million.
20 million.
You're both really low. Do you want to try again?
Nice. We're both really low?
Okay.
Half a billion.
Half a billion. Okay.
Okay. 550.
You're both really low. Do you want to try again?
She's a billionaire?
She's not a billionaire.
750.
800.
800 exactly.
$800 million.
She is worth $800 million. I don't know why. Let's have a look here and see if they break it down. Accept and continue. Thank you. Let's see here. She hosts shows on the Food Network, executive produces stuff. She executive produced Only Murder in the Billions and that 13 Reasons Why, which actually was a bigger deal that we didn't watch. That wasn't our thing. But she starred, they say, in several successful films. Obviously, she's a musician, too, and has had some hits.
Selena Gomez's
Rare Beauty. That's her makeup line. That's a few years old now. That, you know, you get a hit with something like that, that could be it, Ben. What do you see?
415 says, Selena Gomez's mass following is reflective of her advocacy for mental health. She has become a model and spokesperson for abroad.
I wonder, too.
Topics around mental health that young people can relate to and look up to her for.
I wonder what she makes being on Instagram. Like, people do monetize that.
You know what's
funny? I don't
know
if she does a bunch of ads, but...
You have a blue check, and I don't know if you've monetized your Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram's now hitting me up. We want you to have a blue check, and we want you to be part of some group. I got an email saying, like something, become part of this influencer test thing. They sent me an email, and then they've hit me.
Are you going to try it?
No.
I just feel like I don't have enough followers to monetize it. Like,
well,
that doesn't, and I don't want to anyways, because I hate being obligated to post on there. I like to post things when I feel like this is,
right.
Like that's, to me, that's what it's for. I don't want to see people's ads.
Anyway, I decided not to.
Yeah, I don't.
Should have hit me up for a blue check a long time ago.
Yeah, I actually wonder if did they want money out of you to do it? That's the thing.
Even,
like, yeah, we'll give you a blue check. You pay this and you join this group.
I thought
and
nothing of it. It took 1 second to go skipping.
Yeah,
I don't need that.
If I had had like a kid who was really into social media, like maybe they could have figured out how to make it work for me, but I just don't care enough. Anyway, I just thought that was a really cute post from Selena Gomez, and she's so lucky. I hope she knows how lucky she is to know these two iconic figures.
And work with them.
Right. I mean, it's amazing.
When they go to heaven, she'll still be a pretty young lady, and she'll be able to say, yeah, I got to do that with these two, like, superstars in an industry where there are very few of those left.
Here's another thing from Instagram this morning. Well, actually, this is a day or two old, actually. Martha Stewart, who I love, she went to some restaurant. I'm not going to plug the restaurant. All I have to say about this is, and she's raving about the food at this place. It's some, I don't know, looks like it's in New York City or something. But if someone put this down at the table in front of me, and I like chicken, and I like lobster, but I don't like this. It's like they took it, so it's a whole chicken body that, by the way, still has legs, like fully, not just chopped off at the drumstick so that it doesn't, you know, you're not thinking it's a leg.
You mean it has feet?
It's got, yeah.
Those are feet.
I can't see the toes.
They're curled up.
Oh, they are.
They were, yes.
Yeah.
Can you turn that back at yourself, please?
Okay. So it's a whole chicken with feet, and it's on a tray. And coming out of the butt end of the chicken is a lobster tail in a shell.
You're going to make me barf.
And by the way, these are big. This is a big lobster. The front end of the lobster. Are you seeing this, Bryn?
No, I'm looking for it.
Martha Stewart 48 is her handle. No, please stop barfing.
Martha Stewart 48. That's interesting.
So Martha Stewart. It's at, stop, you, if you keep sticking your fingers down your throat, you are going to wind up
barfing.
You're
the one sticking your fingers down my throat.
You're sticking your fingers down your throat. You have to stop doing that because you will end up barfing. It's a chicken body with a lobster tail coming out of its rear end. The front end has the body of the lobster, and then where the wings are, they've stuck in the two big claws.
Turn this off.
Do you see what I'm talking about? So they've made it into like a weird, really wrong looking hybrid. If you put that down, by the way, like nothing about this looks good. Like it's, the chicken looks kind of grayed out. It just doesn't even, actually the color's better on that screen. That does look slightly better.
It looks just like a rotisserie chicken.
It doesn't, this whole thing just looks
except
wrong.
Without, you know, with the feet.
With feet still on it. Like, can't they just take the feet off? It actually looks like it has nipples on its breasts, too. I don't really understand that. So,
you know, they sell just feet in stores, right?
I know. Yeah. I've seen them in restaurants, too. Mm. Like, you can nibble on those. Didn't you get them for your daughter? That one time you went out for dinner somewhere and with your daughter when she was
quite
little?
Quite possibly. Or for myself. God. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You like chicken feet?
Yeah. I do like cheese.
Stop barfing.
I can't help it.
You gotta stop barfing.
If a waiter came towards me with that plate, I would say, do not stop walking, dude.
You keep on keeping on.
Make a U-turn around my table and head back to the kitchen. No, thank you.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I mean, I'm not gonna barf.
That circus you've got there.
Well, when they serve it, Vinny, they actually put it on the plate like in a row. So it's like a piece of chicken, a piece of lobster, a piece of lobster.
I'll eat that.
And then they put some sauce, some gravy over the top of it.
I'll take that. Why are you showing me this other thing?
Because that's how it arrived at the table. Like, okay, well, now we're going to cut it up for you, I guess.
Oh.
So it's super gross. And then there's the desserts start showing up. And the desserts look phenomenal.
So this is the dinner that Martha Stewart had last night.
Nah, a couple nights ago. Look at the, it's like a chocolate basket filled with mousse. And then there's, I don't know, maybe caramel ice cream on the plate. It's just so...
It's just too much. Can I get a peanut butter cup? You got any of those back there? One. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We don't have that. But we do have chickens that have been turned into... I guess, would you call that a chickster? A chobster?
Give her. Come on.
A lobstickin?
Yeah.
A lobkin? Lobkin?
Lobkin.
I don't know.
That's pretty good.
But I really felt like, you know, this is supposed to be some high-end restaurant, and what they've done is just made like a weird, it looks like one of the toys from Toy Story, from the very first Toy Story where they, you know, whatever that rotten kid is who lives next door is pulling the arms off of everything. And
Sid.
Sid.
Oh, yeah. Sid. That guy.
All right. What did we talk about this whole break?
Nothing.
We started going off on Odyssey or something? What happened?
The trip to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. We did spend a lot of time on her, didn't we?
You know Martha Stewart? There's an actual Instagram that just is Martha Stewart with a check mark, and then the Martha Stewart 48 has less followers on it. So I'm not sure which one's her.
Only
real
2 one. Million.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I wonder which one is. Maybe they're both? What's the difference in what they post? Because that did, maybe
Martha
one's
Stewart
like a personal.
Has 11,000 posts, and then
Martha, your dummy account's supposed to have a fake name. It does. You can't post on people with the same name on the dummy account. Ding dong.
Yeah. Very interesting. She's got two of them. It's okay. Well, whatever. It's a mystery I don't really need to solve.
You can solve it though.
Why
wouldn't you? You have a blue check mark. Hit her up.
She won't answer me. I love Martha, though.
I know you do.
Every time I'm out, like, doing something in the garden, I'm like, what would Martha do?
What would Martha do?
Yeah. I just have to guess because I don't know her. I can't ask her anything.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. One just final really quick note. Halo Season 3 is not confirmed. There is a lot of, there's groundswell underneath it ever since Season 2's been out. People love it. It's getting good reviews and there's, you know, demand for this. So they assume... They're hopeful. They remain optimistic about the show's future. But as of right now, it's not been greenlit for a third season. And they say if they do greenlight it, you're not seeing anything for at least 2 years. So it's a super bummer, but that was a good show. Because they just, I mean, the one thing that happens, the thing that's from the game that they just introduced in that last episode, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me now if they do this!
And then what?
And then it's over. Show's over. They introduce it, and you're like, oh, no. Well, that's something for the humans and the Covenant to worry about. Interesting. What's coming up in the news? Vinny Crackhorn.
415 says, Vinny, grow up!
What'd
you're
you do?
Barfing and gagging.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you didn't see this thing that she keeps showing me.
Yeah, and I also didn't stick my fingers down my throat, which will induce gagging. Don't look at me like that.
You don't need
to side eye me. I don't need to side eye. Don't act like it's me. It's you.
Who knew about American Express and MTV?
Uh-oh,
and more after these.
Oh,
yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm selfish. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, we're all about JT. But also a little Maren Morris thrown in there. 6:05 every day this week. Jane's got a keyword for you that you have to text to 20357 if you'd like to be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris May 29th at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For 60 years, Fremont Bank has been proving that meeting the financial needs of families and businesses while contributing to local nonprofits is a recipe for success. This spring, Fremont Bank is opening its new flagship branch in the heart of Fremont. It's a result of its longstanding commitment to people who call the Bay Area home. Discover more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com.
Lum-a-ding-dong.
All right. Here's what's happening. Baseball's opening day is tomorrow. Baseball's back, everyone. Oh, I should have said the weather. There's rain for later. Not tomorrow. And by the way, the Giants aren't at home tomorrow. It's not their home opener. They're going to open in San Diego. And I like our squad, though.
Oh, okay.
So I feel good about the Giants' chances. The Dodgers are like on steroids. They just hired every good player that you can find. And yet, I like our chances.
Well, see how we do, right?
Let's go Giants.
Let's go, Giants.
Sorry about everything, Ace. I really am. It sucks.
Yeah.
And all Raiders. Right.
Well.
Stupid Vegas stealing everything.
Yeah.
Stupid Vegas.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, this story is really interesting because on one hand, I do want to say you shouldn't feel. Well, let me just do the story. And then the headline reads, I'm happy and childless at 38. But I was bullied for it and called sad and a pathetic cow. Kind of gnarly.
Wow. Who
a woman
said
living
that?
Hold on. A woman living her dream said her life became a nightmare overnight. An American travel influencer said that ever since posting about living a happy child-free life at age 37 last fall, she's been hounded by internet trolls and cyberbullies, mostly male, who spew vitriol at her.
Is this the lady that we watched this video a couple months back?
I don't believe I've seen the video, but maybe this is her. Have you seen that?
You know, I don't think that's her, but she was a blonde lady, longish blonde hair. She was talking about how she, you know, she said the greatest thing was I went out last night. I'm not in a hurry to settle down. Maybe I'll have kids one day.
This was different.
Yeah, I think this lady's a little bit older than that lady was.
This lady is saying, just living life, you know, very happily. The picture is of some faraway land. It's picturesque. Like, man,
she's
I don't know where
there.
She's
somewhere
at,
amazing.
But she's out there somewhere beautiful, living it up. She says, when it says edited to add, lots of people are deliberately misunderstanding and projecting their own thoughts onto this post I made that says, age 37, never married, no kids. She's doing what she wants, okay?
Yeah.
Nowhere do I say that anyone should do what I do. Nowhere do I say that I don't ever want to be married or want to have kids. I'm simply stating where I'm at in life as part of a trend. I wrote my age that I've not been married or have kids because it's the truth. I don't. The point is to show that life doesn't stop just because you didn't or haven't reached certain milestones that society says we should.
Amen.
Whether you want them or not.
Right.
I don't see what's so hard to understand that, but now I'm limiting comments and will be going back to block as many as I can because she received, in this case, it looks like 1,700 comments on her post, and she's saying so many of them are absolutely just trolling her.
Right.
She goes by Emily Ventures on Instagram, so she's someone who is out there. She's, again, a travel influencer.
I don't hover over her name or tell me how many followers she has. Like, is she... I think that's, you know... here's the thing. We hear this from V Hill is also about that age. She's never married. She doesn't have kids.
Tons of my wife's friends are in the same boat.
Right.
They're either pushing 40 or in their 40s. They thought they were going to have that, but just
right.
It has not happened. They're busy with their jobs.
And she's busy living her best life.
Right.
Like, why are we so mad at everybody for the... Honestly, like the frustration I hear with dating apps and the frustration I hear from people... It is enough that I would think that this lady would be a breath of fresh air for those people. Like, I'm just trying to live here. And like, okay, I don't have the things I thought I might or the things that society says I should have. But I'm still happy and enjoying my life. You know, the cure for her on this thing is just don't post on social media anymore. Just
well, but that's how she makes her living.
I see.
No.
She's like, oh. Then I guess she has to expect some of this stuff.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is, you know, you're gaming the system and you're living your best life and your job is to travel influence.
Right.
You've got to thicken your skin up. I hate that people are doing this to you, but you have to just accept that to make a living posting, some of it's going to be like, here's one she shared reads, no kids, not married and 37. Just a big child with no responsibility and never done anything useful. Pathetic cow. Wow.
Like, yeah, well, that person sounds jealous. You know, a lot of what the mean things that people write are the, you know, envy. And just utter meanness. Like, I actually feel like seeing other people happy really bothers some people. Like, they're so miserable that they have to make some comment about, you know, just to bring you down a notch. I think that is part of the temperament of people these days. There's a certain, it's like when we were reading The Ink Black Heart, which is a CB strike book by Robert Galbraith, also known as J.K. Rowling. It was all about people kind of getting tortured online and some of the psychology behind it. There are books written about how to get chicks by being a-holes to them. Books written about that.
Mm-hmm. Emily Ventures has 145,000 followers. So it's not even, I mean, it's certainly
That's
more than
lot.
We have.
Yeah, it's
but,
a ton of people.
But when you look at.
Sure. Selena
what did you
Gomez,
say Selena had?
429 million
yeah.
people.
It's not, anyway, she does appear to be living her best life, though. Look at these photos of her page, and it's just
it's
her.
It's Adventureville.
All
she's
around
at
the
all
world.
The place, all of it. There's some surfing. There's, she's at the top of mountains. She's up in the forest. It's gorgeous. I say good for her. God, please stop telling other people how to live their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I were her friend, or just lean into your life. Enjoy yourself, and you can't be bothered by someone deciding that all these stereotypical milestones, it's the best thing Gen Z is doing is shattering that crap.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, thanks.
I don't need to have this or that by this age or that age. I'm not going to do any of the things that...
I'm just going to welcome each day and live its adventure.
Mm. Anyway, I just thought I'd
mention
her.
Is she a millennial at 37? Is that what
yes.
and...
Yeah, well, V-Hale's my age.
Brinny, exactly. That's what I mean, right.
But V-Hale's a perfect example of someone who's
right.
awesome. She has the number one midday show on
in
two coasts.
In the world.
In the world, I meant
yes.
to say.
You know, I also will say this about this woman. I forget her name already. The travel influencer. Mm-hmm. This is not a bad thing for her business. because the more you say rotten things about her and the more she questions why anyone would, the more sympathy she gets, the more radio shows talk about her, and the more followers she gets. So I say to her, you seem to be doing something right. Enjoy.
Well, and, you know, I'll give you this because I don't think, you know, we've been in the media a long time, and yet we've had to, there's things people say or do or things that happen or even mistakes we make on ourselves where you go home and beat yourself up and you're just like,
yes.
Oh.
It's like a little wiggly annoyance that's sort of at the edges of your mind and your breath all day.
But you
like,
kinda,
I shouldn't have said that. If only I hadn't, that one person said this thing.
You kind of build a skin as you come up. And even if it's something does get through, you learn to shake it off. You got another show to do tomorrow. It's part of the deal. But a lot of people who didn't come up through that process are thrown into it in a moment. And suddenly have to
go, whoa,
sink or swim.
Right.
And she says here, like, the first week after making her posts, she didn't sleep.
Mm.
She later fell into a depression and suffered from digestive problems, low energy, panic attacks, angry outbursts, and her skin started breaking out.
Oh, no. This lady,
she says, she was used to handling a few nasty comments and she would block a hater or delete a crass comment and then move on with her life. But this particular post about being single and unmarried at 37 and traveling the world got her a lot of nastiness that she wasn't used to.
Hmm.
It's not normal to have this much negativity thrown at you. So I do understand that, you know, that's not something that she, and no one
she didn't,
really.
Right. Most people don't have to deal with that over
building
over years and years and years. Yeah,
anyway.
Most people aren't built for that. We think we can take a lot of stuff and, you know, the first to admit it. Somebody makes a nasty comment, I carry it. Yeah, all the nice things. Our listeners, by and large, are wonderful people who write supportive things, or even if they're going to criticize, they do it, you know, nothing but love. You're so stupid. That kind of thing I can handle. But sometimes someone will make a comment that, honestly, you know, it like opens this little anxious thing. It just makes everything feel slightly off. I carry that sometimes. I think that's a normal human thing, like this sort of unresolved frustration.
Well, I would say, this is just me.
Okay.
You can be like, I'm here because I love doing radio. Do I need to get paid? Yes, I have kids and I have a wife and a house, and
this is a job.
It's a job. But I love what we do. I love our listeners. I love the little community that we farm every day. I love this. I'm here for the right reasons. So when someone writes something completely nasty, it does feel like a kick in the richard.
Right.
Now, most of the time,
so
I'm
not
like,
trying to bum anybody
okay,
out.
I got to take that.
Right. They're having a bad day.
But that would be why I would say something could hurt me, is that I'm here to entertain you. Like, what is your problem?
Right.
Hey, you just, you know, I don't want to tell you to change the channel, but Jesus Christ, man.
You do have a choice. Thank you for choosing us. And if you could choose to not to torture us.
It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
That's what you got from me. Okay. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vinny.
Here's
fast
the one.
Fact. Oh. Uh-oh. Am I going to be able to ask questions?
American Express.
Yes.
Got into the communications business in 1979 and founded MTV. Nickelodeon and the movie channel.
You're
American Express.
Me.
And they sold all of them for a fortune to Viacom 5 years later.
How much?
I don't have the number.
Hold on. That's the question.
And
right
the
there.
Funny thing will be, was that a fortune then or a fortune now?
Right.
It's like how football teams, people say, oh, they bought that football team for $32 million. Now it's a billion.
Nickelodeon and the movie channel?
The movie channel, Nickelodeon, and MTV were founded by American Express in 79 and sold 5 years later for an undisclosed amount.
Okay, take a guess. By the way, this happened in 1989.
Oh, was it 89? No. They say 5 years after it was all started in 79.
Possibly.
So yeah, 89.
I'm sorry. It's looking like 85. That's
5'9". Same.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Right.
1985.
$100 million.
What do you think, Bryn?
I'm kind of looking at an answer, but they vary, though, by a lot.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I found.
Okay.
The first thing that popped up was $313 million.
Okay.
Zero. That's... So no money. They gave those things away.
Well, $313 million then?
Yeah, in 85, that was a lot of money. Nowadays, that's like, you know,
it goes back to what I'm saying. A football team that was bought, you know, 50 years ago for $32 million, and that was...
Now it's worth $32
billion. Right. Mm. Exactly
just got
right.
A billion.
Mm-hmm.
So what
I see
you...
it goes from 330 to $450 million.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what that is adjusted for inflation. Like, that's so much money. A leveraged buyout, they're calling it here.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, American Express. Nice play. Shel Silverstein.
Oh, yes, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Worked as a cartoonist for Playboy for 40 years, even during the time he was becoming a famous children's author.
Oh. You know, I used to look at the cartoons on the joke page. And
I didn't.
Oh, well, too many girls in there.
Well, I wasn't right. There for the cartoons or the articles. Hello. I'm not
going to
keep that story going.
That's really funny. Interesting.
The first photo ever posted on Instagram was a picture taken by one of the founders of a golden retriever. He posted it in July of 2010.
Oh.
A dog.
Good doggy.
Oh, jeez. Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's obnoxious how people are always attacking. This is from 510. It's obnoxious how people are always attacking the women in their 30s that are child-free, single, and happy. Meanwhile, celebrate males for the same reason.
Yeah, well, there it is. He's a stud. She's an old maid.
Just home from a week in Maui. Thanks for making my drive back into work this morning better. Love you guys. Margaret, San Mateo. Thanks.
Hey, Mag.
Oh.
Thanks, Maggie.
Maggie. Margaret. I like that.
For the handful of bad texts you get, you may get just know that you are... There are thousands of listeners enjoying your show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A little clunky, but it's mostly me. Sorry.
Well, they get separated. Dang, you know what? And for anyone who does listen, for you know, I always try to tell myself, too, that like the vast majority of our listeners have probably never texted us and never reached out. And they just enjoy the show quietly.
Agreed.
And even if they're yelling at their radio once in a while, hey, big dummies, you don't know the answer to that. They're just not that person who's going to write in and troll someone. So thank you for listening. And we're doing the show for you. So there you go.
You've got to be, you know, this is what I would say to if she, that. You got to just accept that you've chosen a path that not everyone's going to be cool with, but you are happy. Be okay with that.
Don't let someone else steal your happiness.
I think it's 1,000% acceptable to just not want kids.
Yeah.
Some people aren't maternal. Some people don't want that responsibility. I'm all for people deciding that instead of having kids and being a crappy parent. And there it is. The person who says to themselves, I'll do it. And then they find themselves going, oh my God, the sacrifice. No, I'm putting this kid up for adoption or I'm just going to
divorce this lady and I'm going to leave.
Right. Like, dang, man. It's better you don't. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Jello Roll!
What happened to my face?
Spinal Tap and the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.